Well, Sean, they say good things come to those who wait. That was worth waiting for tonight.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, it was an incredible strike. That got us back in the game. But I felt we deserved to get back in the game. You know, even 1-0 down, we never, ever gave in. You know, we always sniffed an opportunity that could arise. And I thought he had an outstanding debut on Saturday. But he was equally impressive tonight in a different way. You know, the little man was so brave in possession, out of possession. Took his hits. But what an impression he's made on the football club already. And they're special nights. I've been on the receiving end of them. So I know what it's like when you lose against a lower level opposition. And I've never been in that dressing room on the better side. And I'm really proud of them. Really proud of the football club. It was another big night for us. And, you know, it's another night where Cambridge United are in the press for absolutely the right reasons once again.
And this on a night where you made four changes, two of which perhaps would raise eyebrows, Leon Legg and Will Norris. What was the story there?
Well, Leon got a knock in the last 5-10 minutes on Saturday, and we didn't want to rush him back, and we didn't want to risk him. And Will, he turned his ankle in the game, which is caused him a problem for tonight's game. But when one door shuts, another opens, and it was an opportunity for young David to make his debut for the football club and his senior debut as well. And I thought he was outstanding on the night. And I thought the back four really made his life a little bit easier with the way that they defended. But I thought there was some real mighty performances by everybody connected with the football club.
The spirit, I thought, of the side, they seemed to grow into the game the longer it went on. I mean, Mingoy, when he was running in extra time, it looks as if it was the first 5 minutes of the game, not the 105th.
Listen, we've tried to recruit a group of lads that are only going to get better and stronger and fitter. You know, I want to be involved in a football club that can play on the front foot. You're not going to do that against the Sheffield Wednesday side for the first hour of the game because they're always going to take control of the possession because they are top quality players. But later, as the game developed, and especially into extra time, I felt that we deserved and we looked like the strongest side.
And Luke Berry, 3 minutes from the end of that extra time, saved us all from penalties.
Yeah, I mean, we was all ready for it, weren't we? You know, I'd have been proud to take it to penalties and proud of my team regardless of how it would have ended after penalties. But to get the winning goal, you know, with a couple of minutes to spare is, I think that just tells everybody what we're all about. And we've got a desire and a togetherness that makes a manager very proud.
Visitors made 10 changes for this one, but there were still some quality players up against you, as you could see from the goal that Shell scored.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the changes that they made. I think seven of them was on the bench on Sunday against Aston Villa in the Championship, and who was very close to being promoted into the Premier League last year. So I'm not too sure we should be saying that they made lesser changes. They just made different changes from the starting 11 on Sunday. And I spoke to their manager before. You know, he wanted to take the game seriously. And that's why they've got a top quality squad and they brought it tonight. But we managed to affect that with our own changes. And I thought the changes we made in the game were big changes as well.
Yeah, I thought Maris, when he came on, Connor Newton as well, made a big difference.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you know, Connor put us on the front foot, carried the ball for us. And Maris has just got something in his game that's a little bit different to most of the other players that we've got. And he's brave as well because he looks to get the ball and he looks to hit the target and tries to make things happen. But, you know, with these certain players that we brought in the summer, they're not going to be for the here and now. A lot of them are coming, you know, they'll grow into the season and they'll grow into the football club. And like I say, you know, we've changed the whole dynamics of the squad in 7 or 8 months and I'm pleased with how it's going.
To be able to bring Greg Taylor on as an overlapping fullback, that made a difference as well.
It did. You know, he gave us a little bit more height as well. You know, he's recovered unbelievably well from an injury. And when he can make his, his bow back from a long layoff in a game like that and produce a performance like he did, once again, it's just another player that I'm proud of.
I guess with the game coming up on Saturday, extra time wasn't perhaps plan A, but plan B of to sneak through on a magnificent night like this isn't a bad option.
No, listen, we wanted to win the game. You know, we made that clear after the game on Saturday when I spoke to you guys. It's this is a great competition, a real good competition. It can carry a league form into an area where, you know, everyone's vying for them places and, you know, you can make your changes in this competition. We've got players now that are all capable of pulling on the shirt. So tonight gives me another problem for Saturday. But let's just enjoy tonight and enjoy reading the papers tomorrow, because it's going to be Piero Mingoa on the back of the pages, and it's going to be Cambridge United that everyone's talking about.
And perhaps another mouth-watering tie.
Let's hope so. Yeah, let's hope that the tie's kind to us, and we'll be looking forward to it. But, you know, one step at a time, bring on Colchester United, and we want to give them a game as well.
Thanks, Sean. Well done.
Thank you.